You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
That's right, Truth Nation. Merry Christmas Eve and happy holidays to the ones that celebrate the season. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. For hour number two, we have the legendary Homer Blow in the building.
Homer Blow. You're going to learn today.
Happy Merry Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that part, man. Same to you, Telly.
Yes. It is the season.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes. No, it is a good time, and it is the season, and it's not just I could take a little vacation and I don't have to worry about work, but it's also just taking a time to reflect on the season and the meaning of it and taking it for everything is worth, not just the stressful part of it, of just making sure that everything is okay in terms of gifts, because that's not what it's all about. It's a big part of it, but not the whole part of it.
Yeah, give love on Christmas Day. Bring the spirituality into it. And I'm telling you, if you do that part, then Christmas won't be stressful for you, in my opinion.
Yes.
Just take it for what it is. Do what you can do. Something that you made yourself, educate some people. Let them learn something, like, instead of, like I say, just thinking that it's about gifts. I gotta get a gift. No, it's more than that.
It's definitely more than that, and you definitely want everyone to experience the joys of this season. It's not just about you, it's about spreading the joy for everyone during this season, because everyone isn't capable to have the same type of Christmas that you may be able to have
or
provide.
Absolutely.
So it's about spreading that joy so everyone can enjoy the season. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch Homer and myself on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Chauncey hit us up and says, shoot, we were talking about some black holiday traditions and aluminum foil versus saran wrap.
Right.
And Chauncey says, while y'all on the saran wrap, one time I ran out of Frost King while doing my windows and didn't feel like running back out to Home Depot up the way, so I improvised, went right in the kitchen cabinet, and used some to finish the doggone job, and it worked.
I'm just trying to tell you, man. Listen, man.
Saran wrap?
That's
like duct tape.
But think about when they had you put the big sheets of plastic on. I mean, saran wrap seals, bruh. It does. It seals. And I'm telling you, you can use that on everything, man. You got a draft coming up under the door. Saran wrap it. I'm just saying. You know, people be putting saran that big old plastic on their window to think, just put you some saran wrap.
All right. So we're going to go real old school before I get into this. But do you think they use saran wrap on couches back in the day? You know, where people used to have that plastic.
But think about it, that you could pull that plastic off because you stick to it. I always got up making a sound, be like, did I break wind or am I just getting up? But yeah, that it works, man. It seals. And that's what it did, man. And you could pull that off. And some people's furniture that they didn't have for years that looked terrible after the second year. Man, you pull it off it's straight.
Brand new.
Right.
So if that was to preserve the couch.
Absolutely.
So how long were you supposed to keep a couch then?
Well,
because you could have the couch with plastic over it for the first 15 years, and then they come home, take the plastic off. Look, we got a brand new couch.
That's right, man. Listen, man, I ain't never seen Big Mama had to get a new couch. Not the way we be getting new couches. Man, they get that couch in there.
They have it for the lifetime.
The lifetime.
Wow. That is true.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't recall too many new bedroom sets or couches.
Think about they beds.
Back in the day.
Big oak wood beds, man.
They didn't break.
And they still good, and they can pass it down.
Man, after having 10, 12 kids on it.
Now that part, might want to get some new mattresses. Be like, you don't want to think about the fact that you may have been conceived on the mattress that you are now trying to conceive for yourself, you know. The spirits that are in that mattress.
The frame is good. Just you might want to upgrade on the mattress.
Yeah. Do that. You know, flipping it ain't gonna work. I'm just saying, because they done that before. Because it's a time frame. You got to flip the mattress every so often anyway. So both sides have been equally used, is what I'm trying to say to you. And that thing that you thought it was your son that had an accident on the mattress, it wasn't your son. That has been there for a while. It has a life of its own. And I'm just trying to tell you, you might want to make sure you get some new mattresses and a box spring if necessary.
Speaking of traditions, what's the timeline on flipping the mattress?
I forgot the timeline, but I think it's like every few months or maybe at least every 6 months you're supposed to flip it.
Really?
Yeah, you're supposed to flip it.
Because growing up, it was you only flipped it when somebody peed on one side. And then you flip it over.
You talking about the mattresses that were like blue and white, had the little blue stripes on it. And then they throw it outside and we hit noonies on it.
Oh, like, my goodness. Like, that's where the gym, like, man, you know little Willie can flip, man.
Right.
He flip it right off the little pee, the pee mattress. That's why you become really good at flipping,
right?
Because you don't want to land on that mattress,
right? Absolutely.
It's like, look, man, I don't want to land on that. I'm gonna land on my feet,
man. Yeah, you gotta learn how to hit cartwheels and all that stuff. We were gymnasts. And
way
didn't even know
before
it.
Simone Biles. You think Simone Biles is the first black girl to come flipping?
Right, the little tomboy girls. Oh man,
back in the day, that was just that flipping contest,
right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we would bring people that we knew were cold. Be like, he cold.
He cold. Wow.
She cold.
It's always somebody, you know, little and fast. And they're going, oh, man.
Yes. But that mattress flip was very, very important to not just wear out one side as opposed to the other side. I guess it's kind of like rotating tires.
Yeah. Well, rotating tires come with a little rules with it. You know, they're like, well, you should rotate your tires every 2,000 miles or 5,000 miles or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever told me when I purchase a mattress when you're supposed to flip it. Think about it.
One sister said every 2 months, so it'll be equally worn.
An accident.
Yeah, that part. And I think that's what helped, I guess, back in the day. Maybe it was a bed bug thing. Maybe to make sure that, you know, bed bugs didn't get to fester.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have more bed bug infestations now than I ever knew about coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was a saying, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Like, you're going to learn today.
Well, that's where plastic comes in again.
Yeah, because that's what
they put plastic over the mattress.
Yeah.
Man, Saran Wrap, I'm telling you, is multi-dimensional.
It is. And to the woman that says every 2 months, she sent a text. Listen, what all are you doing that you want to make sure that it's evenly yoked every 2 months?
Mm.
You must have a lot of activity that's going on.
I feel what I'm saying?
Because if you by yourself, I don't know now.
That is a lot of flipping.
Got some spirits in that mattress.
Look, if you're wearing them springs out, you got to get on the other side.
Man. So, I don't know.
All right.
You name it.
I don't know how we even got there, Homer. But,
I don't know, man. Like, mattress, the plastic, and then like
no, it started with the greens underneath the mattress.
Yeah.
Which I was very unfamiliar and unaware of.
But you learned today.
I learned today. And Truth Nation, you are going to learn today that the Milwaukee Police Department is launching a new initiative to cut down on carjackings in the city. Operation Winter Guardian started Sunday and will continue through January 2025. And this is if someone calls in a carjacking during this time frame, additional officers will swarm the area where the incident occurred to arrest suspects, find the stolen cars, and connect with the people in the community.
Man, you know what? I know a lot of people's vehicles, if you have a newer vehicle, it has its own tracking thing. But I just think that some people, if you don't, you should, you know, people use the air tags and all that stuff for the wrong reason. But I think you should use it for the right reason. And you can hide it anywhere in your vehicle. You can lift up a carpeted area. And I don't think that the thieves are going to be looking to say, I wonder if you got air tags in here, if you don't have like a location device already on your car. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying hide that air tag and just track it. And then when you call law enforcement, you're able to say, yes, and I got the tracker on it, and they can do it. We know that some people use it, like I say, for domestic violence type situations. But I'm just saying, let's use those things for the real reason that they were made. If you can put a tracking device, and especially if you know that you have a vehicle that is commonly stolen or whatever. So I just think that a location device somewhere hidden in your vehicle where they're not thinking to look, oh, let's see if they got something in here. And that way it helps law enforcement to be able to do their job instead of you saying, I'm just going to follow it and I'm going to get it myself.
Yeah.
And you
may
run into some people that are dangerous. Got guns and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about this new initiatives that the Milwaukee Police Department is launching to cut down on carjackings in the city. The Operation Winter Guardian started on Sunday and will continue through January of 2025. And Homer, I'm not going to lie, when I first read this and saw this, my initial reaction was, well, shouldn't you be doing that already? In all fairness, MPD data shows in 2024 had the highest number of carjackings over the past 3 years. So far in 2024, there's been 504 carjackings, an 11% spike over 2023, and a 29% increase since 2022. So clearly, this is happening at a rampant rate. And
during those time frames. So
yes.
It's database.
Right. This is database, which 2024 having the highest number of carjackings over the past 3 years. Yes, this is something that MPD has recognized, have identified, and now trying to cut it down, if not stop it completely. So I give them credit for understanding that this is a problem.
Absolutely.
And it's becoming more of a problem. So let's not ignore it. Let's try to figure out ways to stop this. And again, MPD has announced a new initiative to cut down on carjackings in the city. And this is the holiday shopping season. So this is, in my opinion, right on time. Truth Nation, let us know if you feel the same way. 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That's right, Truth Nation. Merry Christmas Eve and happy holidays to the ones that celebrate the season. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. For hour number two, we have the legendary Homer Blow in the building.
Homer Blow. You're going to learn today.
Happy Merry Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that part, man. Same to you, Telly.
Yes. It is the season.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes. No, it is a good time, and it is the season, and it's not just I could take a little vacation and I don't have to worry about work, but it's also just taking a time to reflect on the season and the meaning of it and taking it for everything is worth, and not just the stressful part of it, of just making sure that everything is okay in terms of gifts, because that's not what it's all about. It's a big part of it, but not the whole part of it.
Yeah, give love on Christmas Day. Bring the spirituality into it. And I'm telling you, if you do that part, then Christmas won't be stressful for you, in my opinion.
Yes.
Just take it for what it is. Do what you can do. Something that you made yourself, you know, educate some people. Let them learn something. Like, instead of, like I say, just thinking that it's about gifts. I got to get a gift. I got to get a gift. No, it's more than that.
It's definitely more than that. And you definitely want everyone to experience the joys of this season. It's not just about you. It's about spreading the joy for everyone during this season, because everyone isn't capable to have the same type of Christmas that you may be able to have or provide.
Absolutely.
So it's about spreading that joy so everyone can enjoy the season. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch Homer and myself on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Chauncey hit us up and says, shoot, we were talking about some black holiday traditions and aluminum foil versus saran wrap.
Right.
And Chauncey says, while y'all on the saran wrap, one time I ran out of Frost King while doing my windows and didn't feel like running back out. To Home Depot up the way, so I improvised, went right in the kitchen cabinet, and used some to finish the doggone job, and it worked.
I'm just trying to tell you, man. Listen, man. Listen.
Saran wrap?
It's, man, listen, bro.
That's like duct tape.
But think about when they had you put the big sheets of plastic on. I mean, saran wrap seals, bro. It does. It seals. And I'm telling you, you can use that on everything, man. You got a draft coming up under the door. Saran wrap it. I'm just saying. You know, people be putting saran that big old plastic wrap on their window to think, just put you some saran wrap.
All right. So we're going to go real old school before I get into this. But do you think they used saran wrap on couches back in the day? You know, where people used to have that plastic.
But think about it, that you could pull that plastic off because you stick to it. I always got up making a sound, be like, did I break wind or am I just getting up? But yeah, that it works, man. It seals. And that's what it did, man. And you could pull that off. And some people's furniture that they didn't have for years that looked terrible after the second year. Man, you pull it off that, man, it's straight.
Brand new.
Right.
So if that was to preserve the couch.
Absolutely.
So how long were you supposed to keep a couch then?
Well.
Because you could have a couch with plastic over it for the first 15 years, and then they come home, take the plastic off. Look, we got a brand new couch.
That's right, man. Listen, man, I ain't never seen Big Mama had to get a new couch. Not the way we be getting new couches. Man, they get that couch in there.
They have it for the lifetime.
The lifetime.
Wow. That is true.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't recall too many new bedroom sets or couches.
Think about they beds.
Back in the day.
Big oak wood beds, man.
They didn't break.
And they still good, and they can pass it down.
Man, after having 10, 12 kids on it.
Now that part... Might want to get some new mattresses. Be like, you don't want to think about the fact that you may have been conceived on the mattress that you are now trying to conceive for yourself, you know? The spirits that are in that mattress.
The frame is good. You might want to upgrade on the mattress.
Yeah. Do that. You know, flipping it ain't going to work. I'm just saying, because they done that before, because it's a time frame. You got to flip the mattress every so often anyway. So both sides have been equally used, is what I'm trying to say to you. And that thing that you thought it was your son that had an accident on the mattress, it wasn't your son. That has been there for a while. It has a life of its own. And I'm just trying to tell you, you might want to make sure you get some new mattresses and a box spring if necessary.
Speaking of traditions, what's the timeline on flipping the mattress?
I forgot the timeline, but I think it's like every few months or maybe at least every 6 months you're supposed to flip it.
Really?
Yeah, you're supposed to flip it.
Because growing up, it was, you only flipped it when somebody peed on one side. And then you flip it over.
You talking about the mattresses that were like blue and white, had the little blue stripes on it. and then they throw it outside and we hit noonies on it.
Oh, my goodness. And like, that's where the gym, man, you know little Willie can flip, man.
Right.
He flip it right off right. the pee mattress. That's why you become really good at flipping,
right?
Because you don't want to land on that mattress,
right? Absolutely.
Like, look, man, I don't want to land on that. I'm gonna land on my feet,
man. Yeah, you gotta learn how to hit cartwheels and all that stuff. We were gymnasts, and
way
didn't even know
before
it.
Simone Biles. You think Simone Biles is the first black girl to
right.
come
flipping? Right, the little tomboy girls,
man. Back in the day, that was just that flipping contest,
right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
And we would bring people that we knew were cold. Be like,
yeah.
He cold.
Wow.
She cold.
It's always somebody, you know, little and fast. And they're
yeah.
going, oh, man.
Yeah. But that mattress flip was very, very important to not just wear out one side as opposed to the other side. I guess it's kind of like rotating tires.
Yeah. Well, rotating tires come with the little rules with it. You know, they're like, well, you should rotate your tires every 2,000 miles or 5,000 miles or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever told me when I purchase a mattress when you're supposed to flip it. Yes. Like, think about it.
One sister said every 2 months, so it'll be equally worn. Or when there's
an accident.
Yeah, that part. That part. And I think that's what helped, I guess, back in the day. Maybe it was a bed bug thing. Maybe to make sure that, you know, bed bugs didn't get to fester.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have more bed bug infestations now than I ever knew about coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was a saying, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Like, you're going to learn today.
Well, that's where plastic comes in again.
Yeah, because that's what
they put plastic over the mattress.
Yeah.
Man, Saran Wrap, I'm telling you, is multi-dimensional.
It is. And to the woman that says every 2 months, she sent a text. Listen, what all are you doing that you want to make sure that it's evenly yoked every 2 months?
Mm.
You must have a lot of activity. It's going on.
I miss that. Because
if you by yourself, or, you know, I don't know now.
That is a lot of flipping.
Got some spirits in that mattress.
Look, if you wearing them springs out, you got to get on the other side.
Man. So, I don't know.
All right.
You name it.
I don't know how we even got there, Homer. But,
I don't know, man. Like, the mattress, the plastic, and then like
no, it started traditions. With the greens underneath the mattress.
Yeah.
Which I was very unfamiliar and unaware of.
But you learned today.
I learned today.
Oh.
And Truth Nation, you are going to learn today that the Milwaukee Police Department is launching a new initiative to cut down on carjackings in the city. Operation Winter Guardian started Sunday and will continue through January 2025. And this is if someone calls in a carjacking during this time frame, additional officers will swarm the area where the incident occurred to arrest suspects, find the stolen cars, and connect with the people in the community.
Man, you know what? I know a lot of people's vehicles. If you have a newer vehicle, it has its own tracking thing. But I just think that some people, if you don't, you should, you know, people use the air tags and all that stuff for the wrong reason. But I think you should use it for the right reason. And you can hide it anywhere in your vehicle. You can lift up a carpeted area. And I don't think that the thieves are going to be looking to say, I wonder if they got air tags in here, if you don't have like a location device already on your car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying hide that air tag and just track it. And then when you call law enforcement, you're able to say, yes, and I got the tracker on it, and they can do it. We know that some people use it like a safe for domestic violence type situations. But I'm just saying let's use those things for the real reason that they were made. If you can put a tracking device, and especially if you know that you have a vehicle that is commonly stolen or whatever. So I just think that a location device somewhere hidden in your vehicle where they're not thinking to look, oh, let's see if they got something in here. And that way it helps law enforcement to be able to do their job instead of you saying, I'm just going to follow it and I'm going to get it myself.
Yeah.
And you may run into some and people that are dangerous. Got guns and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about this new initiatives that the Milwaukee Police Department is launching to cut down on carjackings in the city. The Operation Winter Guardian started on Sunday and will continue through January of 2025. And Homer, I'm not going to lie, when I first read this and saw this, my initial reaction was, well, shouldn't you be doing that already? In all fairness, MPD data shows in 2024 had the highest number of carjackings over the past 3 years. So far in 2024, there's been 504 carjackings, an 11% spike over 2023, and a 29% increase since 2022. So clearly, this is happening at a rampant rate. And
during those time frames. So
yes.
It's database.
Right. This is database, which 2024 having the highest number of carjackings over the past 3 years. Yes, this is something that MPD has recognized, have identified, and now trying to cut it down, if not stop it completely. So I give them credit for understanding that this is a problem.
Absolutely.
And it's becoming more of a problem. So let's not ignore it. Let's try to figure out ways to stop this. And again, MPD has announced a new initiative to cut down on carjackings in the city. And this is the holiday shopping season. So this is, in my opinion, right on time. Truth Nation, let us know if you feel the same way. 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me.
Man, you go from months to weeks to days. Now, Homer, hours away from Christmas.
Yeah, man.
Woo.
Man.
It's here.
That part.
Well, it's been here. It's just some of us, you know, haven't quite done everything they need to do.
Yeah. That part.
Not say that. I'm not implicating myself. But.
Yeah. Well, I will because you said it earlier. You admitted that you have to go to the store. But, you know, I'm just saying. And I got to give you credit that you did try a situation.
I did.
And it didn't work out the way that you hoped that it would. And it said that it would. But, you know.
The way it works out for everybody.
Yeah, it works
but
out.
Me.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. Have you been good?
I would like to believe.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's the naughty and nice list. So you feel what I'm saying? If you've been naughty, you gotta add that into the equation of why that you may not have succeeded yet.
Yeah.
But then you're going to have some makeup work to do if it don't work today.
Boy. Yeah, Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I don't appreciate that at all.
I just needed you to understand that you're going to have some work to do. You're going to have some work to do, and you're going to have to, let her know, like, you know what? You know, it's about love, ain't it? Ain't it about...
This ain't no black tradition. This is what black people do. We go, mm-mm-mm. Like, right. Do anybody else? But everybody knows what that means.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. And in the words of Bill Duke, you know, certain words we can't say, you know, you up, right? You know that, right? Because you said that you was going,
right?
You know you messed up.
Chauncey hit us up on our Truth Talking text line and told us, said, in Milltown, the north side especially, Yes, you need your head on a swivel at all times.
Yeah, street politicians said, yeah, because people be lurking. And I was like, yeah, bro, you right. Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
They do, man. They you worked all that, you know, because you brought that up. You know, you've been worked all year long, and you done planned this perfectly. You done found a thing that was unfindable, to make a word, and somebody just comes and carjacks you and just takes it all. And, you know, the children that are still caught up in the whole rapture of Christmas and Santa, they just devastated. They don't understand. But I was happy when I got to a place where I could be like, look, y'all want some stuff on this day, or y'all want to wait until the day after and get all the stuff you want because them sales.
Yeah.
And what about the people that have, you know, the stuff that you done busted your butt, you done worked overtime, time and a half, all that, and you got this gift and the person still don't come get it for another week and a half. You went by the house, they ain't there. And it's, you know, it's those moments that I'd be like, you know what? I didn't even have to do this to wait for this one day. I could have waited and got it when it was half off the next day or sometime during the week.
That man, you bring up such a great point because, like, you could try and get gifts on Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other stuff, you'd be like, well, I guess I got to get it, you know, before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, on like 24 hours after the 25th.
Right.
Everything's cut in half, but you got to make sure that it's here on the 25th.
Right. No, like, we're going to do it on the first day of Kwanzaa. I'm just saying, we're going to do it on the first day of Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? As I brought up Kwanzaa earlier, man. Listen, and Kwanzaa is not a holiday. It's a celebration of the seven principles of the Ngazu Saba. So that part, man, it's like, come on, y'all. You die for real. But you want, okay, now you're going to be limited if I got to do it for this day. You're going to be limited.
But you want a little now or
right,
a lot later?
A lot later. That's it. Now or later. Now and later. So that's what I'm saying. Like tropical punch. I'm just saying wild cherry. You want it now or later. If you can let yourself just wait one more day.
I remember.
You will be blessed.
Yeah, somebody that gave me some advice, some financial advice a long time ago was like, look, do you want to live like a king for a day or a prince forever? And yeah, you can go out and buy some stuff you can't afford, and then eventually it's going to get repossessed foreclosed.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go out and get something nice and live nice forever. So,
and to anybody who says, like, you know, you are in a relationship and you say, like, when you gonna get you another apartment or you should get you a house? Well, to you ladies that may feel that way, for the holiday season, why don't you pay the lease for a whole year on his apartment or condo?
Oh, boy.
Why don't you buy the house and just tell him what his payments are going to be monthly for his mortgage? Now, that's love. When you say what's love got to do with it, that is some love, ladies. Help us to help you.
If we're asking brothers that has had that happen to them to call in, this show about to get real quiet.
crickets. But, yeah, so some ladies, y'all should think about that. Y'all should be like, you know what? I'm not just going to do that. This is going to be about love, because that's going to show me where your love is.
Yeah. You know how you can flip that, though? How you have some women that say, I'm a boss, and I'm bossing up, and I'm this, and I'm that. That's a boss move that a lot of bosses ain't trying to make,
right,
though.
Right, man. So don't call yourself a boss.
And I mean, when are you going to hear a woman having a conversation with another woman? Girl, I bossed up. I bought him a house, and he ain't even got to do nothing but worry about his. Please.
Listen, you tired of him using your car, ladies? Buy him a car. That's all I'm saying. Be like, you know, you don't never be over here. I be wanting you over here all the time. Be like, you know what? You know, if I, them Ubers be costing me so much and all of that. Be like, you know what? This holiday season, I'm going to give my baby a car. I'm just saying. And not no little Hot Wheels, or, you know, because you got to be specific when you're talking about getting a vehicle, because they end up saying, you said a car. And typically, and, you know, realistically, it would be a car.
Yeah.
They get you a Matchbox or a Hot Wheel.
I also think you trying to go out on this Christmas Eve pretty hot, Homer, because you bringing up some things that I don't think women are trying to hear.
Come on, ladies.
I mean, that's a, yeah.
You say this, my man.
Yeah.
So if he your man.
Yeah.
Get that man. Get that man a house. Get that man a condominium, condo.
All right, ladies, get the milk duds out your ears and listen up.
You know, you're getting more money than you. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying, you know, ain't it about, you know, paying it forward? You talking about, I already got my house. I got this. I got that. So, you know, ladies, help the man that you love. Your man.
Mm-mm.
He shouldn't be having to try to catch an Uber. He shouldn't have to wait till you can come pick him up. You should be able to say, you know what, baby, your problems are over. You ain't got to catch the Milwaukee County Transit System. You ain't got to get no zip ride. You ain't got to get no flex ride. You gonna have your own ride.
Woo-hoo.
Ladies, what you say?
All right, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Ladies, hit us up. Is that too much?
Yeah, I mean, we do it for you.
No, come on now. You ain't supposed to say that. Al, I see you on our talking text line. If you could clean it up a little bit, I have no problem reading some of that, because I feel what you're saying. I just... It's too many bleeps I would have to use to read your text message. Again, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Homer is suggesting, ladies, show how much you love your man by your gift giving.
My man. You said it. I'm just saying, show it. You know, love is an action word. You feel what I'm saying? You sound excited. You sound like it's in your spirit. I love him.
Ooh.
I love me some him. Well, why don't you show it?
Yeah, and isn't this the giving season?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Get that man a car.
I don't know about the receiving season. I know that typically is.
It's one dimensional, man. They like, we got to give. But I just say that, you know, if you hollering out, my man.
Well, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'll give you during this commercial break to think about it. The best and worst gifts you've received. The best gift and the worst gifts.
Somebody gonna
received.
Say a baby. I'm gonna leave it at that. Somebody gonna be like, a baby. They weren't expecting it.
Truth Nation, we want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. You can always hit us up on our YouTube message board as well, and you can watch Homer and myself live on 1017thetruth.com and of course on YouTube. Keep it locked right here. Your best and worst gifts you've ever received. We want to hear from you on the other side of the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Help.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I guess it wouldn't be Christmas without Mariah Carey, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I was just speaking of a baby, right? I'm just saying, you know.
Wow, I saw her and Anderson .Paak out. Pack holding hands.
Yeah.
All right, Anderson.
Hey, man.
I mean, that woman got a little seasoning on her.
Yeah. And she's also very fertile. She's very fertile.
Mariah, I mean, you know what? Now that you say that, let me go hurry up and check her, how old Mariah is, because if she's still pumping out babies,
she got a DJ Khaled.
She 55. Come
another
on.
Another
She ain't. No, she
man,
ain't pumping
listen,
out
man,
no more.
She, another one. I'm
55?
Just saying.
55?
Another one. She probably got her eggs preserved.
Totally off the subject, but I read that Janet Jackson, when she married that billionaire Qatar, she would receive $100 million if the marriage lasts for 5 years, and she would receive another $100 million if she gave him an heir or a child.
Right.
So in year five, she got pregnant at the age of 49 and then divorced him and got $200 million.
Well, you know, see, that's why I'm talking about that car, ladies.
Yeah.
Now, that's a boss. My man, my man, my man.
Right. And now, and Chauncey, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm so glad, Homer, that you said that, because Chauncey hit us up and said, if any grown a man got to have his woman or his women feel the need to buy him a car, then he needs to start all over, set up shop in the basement of his mom's or granny's house. See, that is the thinking and the ideology behind a lot of men that feel like you are less than a man if a woman buys you a house or buys you a car.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying. Chauncey, what if this man is going through a period right now where the finances aren't there? Does that make him less than a man, or maybe someone that needed help and the person who loves him
right
wants to help?
Right. And it don't even have to be, in my opinion, that you're going through a financial situation. What is the rule of thumb that you can't end up buying the person that you love a gift? And if that gift is a car, is it limited? Oh, you can't get a car, though. You can't buy them a house.
You can buy them whatever, but don't get them no car.
You're supposed to be able to do whatever it is because you love the person. If that man ends up blessing that woman with a vehicle or blessing that woman with a house, that's his right. It doesn't make the woman less than a woman, and it doesn't make a man less than a man. It's about love. If we're talking about love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to end up saying, like, it takes away from a man's manhood, you know what I mean? It's like, come on now.
Yeah. And
that's not how it works.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, if a woman does buy a man a purchase of that magnitude, it ain't like he going to go around bragging.
Right.
He's going to go around saying, hey, my woman saw a need. She was financially able to do this, and we're together. Nobody gonna be walking around saying, man, my woman just bought me a house, my woman just bought me a car.
Right.
Unless that's your lifestyle, and aka pimping.
Right.
But
absolutely,
if it's just a regular relationship, if my woman does do something that is that significant for me, I'm gonna look at the fact that she's showing that she loves me.
That's
that
it.
Much
that's it
not
that's all.
I'm less than, or man, I don't feel like a man because I'm unable to afford something that I need right now.
Right. If a man does the same, like I say, for a woman,
doesn't bat an eye.
Right. And that's where I'm going with just saying, like, we shouldn't look at it like, oh, you are beneath being a man if you need a woman to do this. It didn't say that he needed. I'm saying that she ended up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if she does it, now that demotes him as being a man. That's crazy,
yeah,
to me, in my opinion.
So, like, that just says that we as men are always responsible for buying the biggest gifts, and women are capped out, or they have
right.
a ceiling, because that's not what they're supposed to be doing after they reach that ceiling of gift giving.
Man, which is, again, insane to me, because, again, we're talking about love. Love is what it is for you. It's so many different things for so many different people, but it's an action word. The most important part of love is it's an action word.
Yeah.
So action speaks loud, man. And her to do that, or him to do that for her, because it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A man could be just saying, you know, ooh, I'd love to get that new F-150, or I'd love to get the newer version of this or newer version of that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If she ends up saying, guess what? Here, and gives you some keys, You know, I don't see if a man ends up saying hearing his woman or wife. And I'm saying there are a lot of people that ain't getting married these days, and they have their own logics. And maybe we'll end up talking about that. What are some of the biggest reasons that people are comfortable being in relationships but not being married?
Yeah.
And that, again, that's they get half. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people go through different situations.
Yeah.
So I just say that, again, if that's what you want to do, everybody ain't going to be able to do it.
Right.
But if you can and that's what you want to do, I think you should be able to do it without having to be judged and say, oh, you're a trick. Yeah. Oh, you tricking on her. You tricking. No, I done what I wanted to do for her.
Exactly.
Period.
Because there's nothing wrong with finding that red bow on that new car to present it to your woman. And like you said, it could be a trade-in, and she knows that you wanted to get an upgrade on that F-150, and maybe she went behind and you know, worked with a salesperson to make it where they can trade it in, and everything is still the same. So, again, it's just it's not just what it is. It's what it represents in terms of this is how much I feel about you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, well— You know what time it is. We have reached that time of the show where we give our truth of the matter, which are our takeaways from the topics that we have discussed throughout the show. And on this Christmas Eve, we're going to kick off our truth of the matter with the legendary Homer Blow.
Well, I'd like to take this time to give it to some giving that is happening on today. Of course, to the Homer Blow Foundation, Inc. nonprofit, to all of the families, the 14 families that received gifts for their children from Happy Holidays for Families. I salute you. I appreciate you. And I'm happy for you. Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa and all of that. And then, of course, from noon to 3, I'll be at the Prince Hall Masonic Center with Midwest Monsters Academy, Inc., they're doing their toy giveaway as well as gift card giveaway, as well as there'll be some food. That's from noon to 3, 1218 West North Avenue. And then later, if you didn't get there to get some toys, you can come out to 86 and Brown Deer. There is another toy giveaway as well as games for the kids, the whole nine. And it begins at 6 p.m. 8600 in the little plaza where Mr. B's Privilege is located. So happy, happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Blow. We appreciate it. And you just exemplified what this season is all about. And that is my truth of the matter. And this is a season about giving and about love. Spread the love. We don't always have the means financially or other things that are materialistic that we can share, and that doesn't mean that your heart doesn't want to share those things, but you can spread love because you do have that. You have an abundance of it, and it's free. Again, this is the giving season. It's not about receiving. It's not about the gifts that you are giving to people. It's about the love and the enjoyment and the joy that you can all experience during this time. And that is my time. And that is Truth Be Told with Telly. Thank you, Mr. Blow.
Absolutely.
The legendary Homer Blow coming in on Christmas Eve.
Yes, sir.
Make it a Merry Christmas, Truth Nation, and happy, happy holidays. 9 more hours of live consecutive Black. Go ahead.
The Salvation Army 35th Annual Christmas Family Feast. Join me there on Christmas Day. If you don't have a family, if you're less fortunate, or you got a family, but you want to be around a lot of other people, the Baird Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join me. I'm the voice and the music for the Christmas Family Feast.
There it is. And up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great Christmas Eve. Peace out.
The Milwaukee Panthers continue their homestand this Sunday afternoon as they host Conference Foe, the IUPUI.